This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. We're kicking off hour number one of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com, you can see hundreds of our listeners. Over 800 of them have taken the time to add themselves to our international map of listenership. It's simple. You just plug in your location, your name, a photo of yourself if you'd like, and even a phrase to go along with your entry, and then in mere moments, you'll be plotted on the map at map.freetalklive.com. Again, map.freetalklive.com. Of course, it is totally free. Plus, you should know the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. Coming up tonight, we're going to fill you in. I don't know if we're going to hear from him, but two of the Free Staters that are in the state of New Hampshire were arrested today.
Really?
So we're going to fill you in on what happened with that. As much as we know, there's not a lot of detail as of this afternoon because it just happened this morning. But we'll give you what we know. That's on the way tonight. Plus, lots more on the plate this evening. But we need to start out with Kenneth John. We have him on the line here. Kenneth John from, I believe, are you in the Chicago area, Kenneth?
Yes, I am. East Dundee, Illinois, actually, which is about 30 miles west of Chicago.
Now, the reason why we have you on the show is because one of our listeners emailed me about you, and you are apparently a libertarian from up in that region. You actually host your own, I guess, local libertarian talk show, which is great.
Yes, I've been doing it for 9 years out of Elgin under the name of Kenneth John. Actually, my last name is Prazak.
Okay.
Right. Some of you libertarians may know me from national conventions in the past.
Excellent, excellent. So you're fairly high visibility libertarian, at least from your area. And what happened to you, Kenneth? Why are you on this show? Because something did happen.
Over 2.5 years ago, I was hosting my radio show, Freedom Ring. I had pointed out that the state of Illinois was ready to pass a primary enforcement of the seatbelt law so that for no other reason but just because you didn't wear your seatbelt, they could pull you over and give you a ticket.
Right.
And I found on my show that I would fight it all the way if I ever got a ticket. Well, just about a few weeks later I did. It was about 10 days after the law was passed, I got pulled over and
Wow.
for no other reason than that. And so I decided to fight it, and it took almost 2.5 years to get to a jury trial. The other side, the village of Algonquin, kept on, it seemed to me, with a multitude of stalling tactics, and I think trying to wear me down, but I think they guessed wrong on me because I kept on fighting. I eventually got to a jury trial after I had my motion to dismiss denied based on 4th, 5th, 9th, and 14th Amendment basis. And the strongest one, I think, was on a health safety issue. The Supreme Court has actually ruled that every person has a right to determine their own health safety choice.
Hmm, okay. That is pretty strong.
So I will be appealing on that one. But at any rate, I finally got to a trial on, I think it was around December 7th.
So they didn't want to let you. They didn't want to let you get to the trial. I mean, before we continue on your trial,
well,
I mean, this was a traffic ticket.
Serious roadblock. There was the fee of $137.50 to get the right to a jury trial, which of course is guaranteed by the Constitution and supported by Murdoch versus Pennsylvania Supreme Court case, which states that no one can be forced to pay for the exercise of a constitutional right.
Right.
Which that's another thing I'll be appealing at. So at any rate, so I had to pay for $137 for a $25 fine, and they tried to file motions to deny me the right to a jury trial, but the courts upheld that at least, and I got my jury trial.
Did you have a lawyer? I mean, how is this?
I had an attorney to help me with procedure and presenting of the motion.
Right.
I supplied him with a lot of research that I had, and he presented it. He presented most of the motion, all the motions on pre-trial.
Okay.
And then when it got to trial, I went pro se. because I knew that my attorney wouldn't be allowed to present any type of jury nullification argument, or probably no philosophy of freedom for that matter either.
Right.
And this is one of the things that makes your case so interesting, because we talk about jury nullification periodically on Free Talk Live, and you know, we talk about how great it is and that it's the citizens' last means of defense against a bad law, and you know, we're sort of like the fourth check and balance on government. And the fact that we have the right to nullify, but talking about nullification in a courtroom is a whole other situation. I mean, from what I've read, from what I understand on the Fully Informed Jury Association website, if people bring up a jury nullification in a courtroom, the judge will shut them down. The judge will, you know, threaten them with perjury or something like that.
Contempt of court. Not following their motion in limine. Well, I should backtrack a little bit. There was a motion in limine that was presented by the village attorney, and this is a routine procedure that that the authorities use to stop nullification arguments. And what a motion in limine does, it limits what you could say. You know, it limits your free speech rights, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome.
You can say anything if it doesn't mean that you have the right to use them when you're defending yourself in court. But at any rate, they limit what you could say, and they usually say things like you can't argue the Constitution, can't argue beliefs. You can't argue anything about jury nullification. Actually, they weren't too aware because they didn't say anything about jury nullification.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, they tried to limit it to the, you know, basic case of whether I wore a seatbelt or not.
Of course.
Of course they did.
Surprisingly, the judge denied it. She did pass on the motion on a limited basis that wouldn't let me go just willy-nilly about whatever I believed in. But she did not grant them the whole motion. She said it was too broad. And so when I got to trial, to my surprise, she shut me up on my opening argument, but my closing argument, I was quite surprised, happy, flabbergasted that she allowed me to present much about jury nullification and my philosophy of freedom.
So wait, she stopped you on your opening argument. Why do you think that she was inconsistent there?
Well, the only thing you're supposed to present in the opening argument is to, in a brief summary, display your case, what you're going to talk about, what you're going to present as your evidence in trial. And of course, I didn't have much to present at all because I was pretty much admitting I hadn't worn a seatbelt.
Sure. So you did your opening statement.
I was trying to get a little bit of nullification in, a little bit of philosophy in an opening, and she did not allow that. But she actually said at the time you'll be allowed a lot more latitude in your closing. And I'll say this, Ian, I'm sure I won the respect and admiration of that judge because she allowed me to talk about the William Penn case and a little bit about the Peter Senger case and jury nullification in general.
I think that's unusual. Do you feel like you lucked out? Do you feel like you got a really lenient judge?
I think I won her respect because the village of Algonquin over and over again got motions to continue and stall tactics, and this dragged out for 2.5 years. And I think over time she realized that I wasn't just some jerk just trying to play games. That I was very sincere in my beliefs. And she may have believed in what I was doing, but a few times she said, I'm held to what the law is, Mr. Prezak, that sort of thing. So I think philosophically she was with me and she was going to give me as much as she could possibly do without getting herself.
I think it's great that you were successful being able to present jury nullification to the jury. I want to come back and talk to you about how you presented it, what was the manner in which that you presented it to the jury, and then let's talk about what the jury ended up doing with your case. That's all on the way. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Markaitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have our auction going on right now for the fifth banner on our website. Go to auction.freetalklive.com to place your bid on that. You'll get the fifth banner site-wide at freetalklive.com. Just go to auction.freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, back to Kenneth John. Kenneth John from the Chicago area. You're on Free Talk Live again with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Now, Kenneth, you're telling us about an experience you had that is still going on. This last case, the court case that you went to was, towards the end of last year?
Yeah, it was early December.
Right, and two and a half years prior to that, you had been pulled over and ticketed for not wearing your seatbelt. And apparently that's a primary offense up there where you live, which means that the cops can pull people over for that offense and ticket them, as opposed to having to pull you over for some other excuse and then adding that into to the fine. It was a $25 fine, and instead of just being like most people and just bending over and paying it, You spent 2.5 years and almost $2,000, maybe over $2,000.
Yeah, over $2,000.
Yeah, actually defending yourself on this because, like us here on Free Talk Live, you think you're a big boy and you can make your own adult decisions for yourself.
How about that? Well, you know, that's the thing, Ian. You know, if the state can regulate us on such a fundamental decision as whether or not we decide in our own vehicle to wear a seatbelt or not, then they can regulate you on anything. And I decided this is where I was going to draw the line. This is where I'm going to fight it. And I, as far as I'm concerned, the fight is a win, no matter what happens. I'm pretty sure the village of Algonquin has spent more money trying to prosecute me than they've collected in these 2.5 years for seatbelt cases.
Yeah, but they don't care about that. I mean, they don't care. They'll spend and spend and spend. There's no, you know, there's no incentive to be conservative there for the government.
I'm curious about
spending. You spent so much on this. You know, what would you have done if you were not as, I guess, well off or able to spend this sort of money? I mean, would you have been able to fight this in the same way? What if you didn't have the $2,000?
I would have had to go on pro se, and I'm not well off. But as some people contribute, you know, thousands of dollars to their favorite charity, I figured this is going to be my charity for freedom, so to speak.
Gotcha. So let's get back to your trial. You were allowed by the judge to actually talk about jury nullification during your closing statement. And from what we've read about, from what we understand about jury nullification, that's something that's fairly difficult to actually get to happen. And of course, just for those of you who are just tuning in, jury nullification is your ability as a juror to actually vote based on your feelings on the law. So if you are on a jury and you think that the law that you're looking at here in the case that you're seeing is just totally unreasonable and unjust, like the war on drugs, for instance, all the drug laws, you can vote to acquit simply because you disagree with the law. It's something that judges will never tell you about. It's something that the courts will actually bald-faced lie to you about. They'll actually tell you that you have to judge the case based on the law and how it applies, and that's it. But that's not true. That's one way that you can judge the case. The other way you can judge it is based on the fact that you do or do not like the law. So you were able to somehow present that in your closing statement. How did you work that in? How was it received?
Well, I think one of the things I pointed out to the jury was that there's a rich history of jury nullification, including fugitive slave laws where northern juries refused to convict the harboring of runaway slaves in the north. Draft resistance cases, some tax cases, and some drug cases, especially around Washington, D.C., that's happening. So I started out, though, with my closing argument, but with a quote from Thomas Jefferson, which is, "I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution." And then I repeated it, and I went from there to William Penn, to Peter Zenger, and fugitive slave laws, and such.
Wow.
And the judge, she didn't allow all of it, but she allowed most of it. And, I mean, if anybody wants to read my closing argument, they can see it at freedomrings.net.
Yes, I was going to say, you do have your own website. That's freedomrings.net. I think that's fantastic, and I think it's a great approach. You know, instead of getting up and telling the jury about something that they may or may not believe you on, you actually gave concrete evidence of the fact that this has been used in the past. As opposed to getting there and saying, well, there's this jury nullification thing, and here's what it is. You actually said, well, here's how it's been used in the past, and gave some real examples. I think that's a good approach. So you did your closing statements, and the jury came back, and what did they find?
Well, they found me guilty, and the problem being, of course, is that during voir dire, where you pick the jury, they are told over and over and over and over and over and then over again that they have to take the laws given by the judge, and the only thing they're judging is the facts of the case of whether or not, blah, 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 I wore a seatbelt or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a tough road to hoe to try to educate the jury in a few, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
On their right to jury nullification when they've taken an oath to do the opposite, and they've heard the judge tell them over and over and over and over and over again.
Mm.
That was a tough one, and I was found guilty. But and I can't say this for, 100% sure, but looking in their eyes, well, during my closing argument, I'm convinced that I won their respect, and I think I would have gotten acquittal if they thought they could do it. So even though I was found guilty, I considered it quite a win, and of course, have gotten,
good
publicity on it.
Do you think that it's because they just didn't get it? I mean, that they just didn't quite understand what you were telling them, or because they were a bunch of nanny people, you know, nanny government people?
I think there might have been a combination, but I'm pretty sure some of those people did get it.
Well,
I'm
because
sure.
if some
but
of
they
them...
They probably felt they had no other choice. Who are they going to believe, this guy who's on trial for a seatbelt case, or the judge? You know, there's still...
Did the judge re-instruct them during the judge's the jury instructions?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So the judge re-instructed them that they could only judge based on the law, even after you'd already said that that wasn't the case?
Yes, that would be another part of my appeal, which I'm not frankly thinking I'm going to have much success on. But one of my jury instructions that got denied was the Georgia versus Brailsford case, where Justice John Jay, the first Supreme Court judge of the United States,
right.
Co-author of the Feathers Papers, actually charged in the first jury trial in front of the Supreme Court, charged the jury that they had the right not to only judge the facts of the case, but the law itself, which, by the way, the judge was quite astonished at. She actually wanted me to produce the law book, and she made it sound like it, she may even have allowed that as a jury instruction if I could have produced the law book.
So
I just gave her the citation.
Right.
So I think I educated the judge, too. In one of the conferences we had through the multiple objections by the village attorney,
right.
She had mentioned that she probably had more constitutional, that's from a comment I had made, she said that she probably had more constitutional law education in eighth grade than she had in law school.
Wow. We've wondered on this show as to whether or not the judges are being devious by ignoring jury nullification and not talking about it, or if they just weren't taught about it in the first place.
I think most of them, yeah, I think the higher ones probably, you know, this is just a circuit court, so the higher ones probably are more.
Maybe so. Kenneth John, we really appreciate you coming on the show tonight, telling us your story. You're going to appeal this, so we definitely want to follow your case. We want to find out what happens in the future, so definitely keep in touch with Free Talk Live. And you can visit his website again at freedomrings.net. Kenneth, have a great night, man. We appreciate your time, sir. Thank you. 800-259-9231. More coming up. You take control of the show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is trivortex.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. You slam on brakes and your car stops. But what's all that bobbing and swaying? If your car is doing the Macarena at red lights, it's not the springs. When we come back, I'll tell you the shocking truth.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
If you've stopped the forward motion of your car, but it's still bobbing up and down, take a look at the shocks, not your springs. Think about it. It's the spring's job to be springy, but it's the shock absorber's job to control the motion of the springs. Yes, your versatile shocks are not only designed to keep a car's wheels on the ground over rough roads, they're also used to stop the rocking chair motion that naturally follows a sudden stop. So if your car's rocking and rolling, check out those shocks. I'm Bobby Lycus. Like us, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. Political issue, personal problem. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through, well over 1,100 people interacting. It's all free, fun stuff to serious issues. You'll find it all at freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. So we just got off the phone with Kenneth John, who told us just an amazing story about how he stood up against seatbelt laws in this country. 49 out of the 50 states have laws that say you must wear a seatbelt if you're an adult, and of course your kids have to have them too. And the suggestion there is that you don't know how to take care of yourself, that you don't know what's right, and you're just a dum-dum, and so you have to follow all the state's rules. Whereas most people, I think, given the choice, would wear seatbelts anyway.
Because it'll most likely save your life.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Although there are some cases where it has killed people. In fact, he didn't tell that part of his story because I listened to Kenneth on, he was on MSNBC or something like that talking about this. He actually got some good coverage out of the case. And he was telling his part of the story. Apparently, he was in an accident once where if he had been wearing his seatbelt, he would be dead. Because of the way when he rolled his truck or something, and
right.
Because of the way the top part of the truck crumbled in or something like that, there would have been something that would have impaled him, essentially, if he had still been in his seat, whereas he ended up on the floor of his truck because he wasn't in his seatbelt, and he's alive today because he wasn't wearing it. So I can totally understand why he wouldn't want to wear his seatbelt.
I can't imagine the density. I can't imagine how obtuse this jury must have been.
Yeah,
I
mean, he was giving him way too... I think he gave him a little too much credit.
There he was in front of these people. He told them, look, I'm a big boy. I can take care of myself. You have every right in the world to go back in that room and let me walk away from here, an innocent man, and go do the right thing. And they walk in there and they vote,
well, you didn't have a seatbelt on, and well, shoot. It's good to wear seatbelts, so we should make it the law.
And then they come back out and they find him guilty. I can't imagine. I mean, each one of them should go home, pick up their handgun, and blow their damn heads off because they're pieces of crap. They're filthy pieces of crap.
They don't feel that way, though. They felt like they were doing the right thing, that they were teaching him a lesson.
They were upholding the law.
They were
screw the law. The law is nothing but a bunch of words on paper meant
but
to
it's there for
restrict,
a reason. It's
restrict
there to,
his freedom.
It's there
legitimate.
To help you. It's there to make sure that you do the right thing.
Yeah, we're a nation of laws, man. Which
that's right.
It's a respect to breaking them.
And it's terrible. And I wonder if he pointed out in his trial that New Hampshire is the only state in the union without a mandatory seatbelt law for adults. And they're okay. They're doing all right. It's just income generation, really. That's all it is. You know, if you want to convince me to wear my seatbelt, go ahead. Run an emotional advertising campaign that shows how dangerous it is to not ride with a seatbelt. You know, thinking about not buckling up. Think again. You know, show a bunch of pictures of terrible accidents. You
people
know?
Like mutilated and stuff. If you don't buckle up, the terrorists win.
Yeah. That's probably what the prosecutor told him, and that's what cinched it. But nonetheless, you got to hand it to the man for taking his time, 2.5 years of his life, and over $2,000 of his own money to actually fight this, despite the fact that he lost.
He's a patriot. There's no doubt.
He is.
He's not giving up either. He's going to appeal.
He went in there. He fought for all those people in the jury's right.
And they didn't know it.
To not wear a seatbelt. He fought for everybody in Illinois' right. And, you know, to some extent, everybody's right in America. Yeah. Not to wear a seatbelt. And you know, I can't do anything but applaud him.
Could he go
what
to the Supreme
man.
Court?
Yeah. I don't see why he couldn't. He's not
going to go to the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court will not let him.
Yeah, but, nonetheless, there you go. 800-259-9231. Let's stay in the courtroom. Jason, you've got some courtroom-related news for us.
Yes, out of Nebraska, as a matter of fact. Falls City. 23-year-old man was sentenced to more than a year in prison Tuesday on a sexual assault charge filed after he impregnated a teenager. But, you see, he was married to the teenager.
Huh.
Who was actually 14 years old. So,
where was this?
This was in Nebraska. Oh, but you see, they were married in Kansas, and Kansas has no minimum age requirement on marriage so long as there is parental consent, and there was indeed parental consent on the 14-year-old girl's part.
Right. We actually talked about this case. His name is, I think, Matthew Coso.
Yep, that's correct.
And we talked about this case a little while back when it first came up. He, I think he actually impregnated her before he got married, right?
Probably.
But nonetheless, he impregnated this girl when she was like 13 or something like that. Or actually, no, it was she was 14. She's older now.
That's right.
And
now he's stuck with her for life.
Well,
good Lord.
Well, he's not stuck with her for the next year because he's going to be in prison, which means he's not going to be able to help take care of his baby.
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
So this guy got this girl pregnant. He realized that he made a mistake. He did the right thing. I mean, unlike a lot of guys, he committed to stay with the young lady.
Instead of saying, whoa, this
I'm out of here.
This is getting serious. See you later.
So he's committed to stay and take care of this kid, even though this can't be the greatest relationship in the world. You're 23, she's 14. Even though that's not the greatest relationship, he stuck it out. And he went to Kansas with the permission of the parents. So
yep.
Not only did he have the consent of the 14-year-old, obviously he had her consent, she spread her legs, but he also had the consent of the parents to do this.
Which is nigh unheard of. With an age gap this large.
They weren't very happy about it, but they realized
they certainly went along with
it. Of the situation.
Right. And so everybody in this particular case was consenting. Everyone. Except for the state. In this case, the state came along and said, well, looks like we got ourselves a problem here. You've done had sex with a 14-year-old. We're going to throw you in the... Well, wait a minute. We said it's okay. Wait, we said it's all right. We went and got a marriage license. We signed off on this.
Could they prove that they actually had sex in Nebraska?
I don't know.
Because she was pregnant from the relationship in Kansas, right?
Well, they got married in Kansas. I guess they lived in Nebraska.
Oh, I think they just commuted to Kansas to get hitched.
I see.
Right. So, we're gonna charge you with whatever it is they charged. What was it that does it say what they charged him
sexual
with?
Sexual assault.
We're gonna charge you with sexual assault. Even though everybody was consenting and there was no problem.
And the marriage was legal in Kansas.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, it's a holy crusade for this prosecutor in the case of the state of Nebraska, who is just, he's huffing and puffing about how wrong this is and how terrible this is. And, you know, it's probably not a good idea to sleep with young teenage girls. But nonetheless, what harm was done here? She got knocked up, and that's the obvious consequence of sleeping with somebody, period.
Yep.
You know, they both are hopefully going to learn their lessons here and be a little bit more careful in the future. But nothing terrible was done. There was no rape. The only thing that... the statutory rape. And I'm surprised they didn't charge him with that. I guess sexual assault's probably a similar charge up there. But I think it's outrageous. I think it's terrible what they've done to this kid. And it's an insult to injury to throw him in jail,
yeah.
To have everybody else in the community pay to keep him in prison for, I think it was 18 months to 30,
18
30
to 30,
months.
Yep.
You know, at the very...
That's over 2 years
I mean,
in jail.
If they really wanted to, I guess, if they really wanted law and order and the best thing for everybody involved, at the very least, the most that they would give him would be like 2 or 3 years community control where he had the ankle bracelet and he went to work and, you know, lived at home. Because, you know, he doesn't present a danger to the community.
Right. But the judge said that probation wasn't an option because he would just keep on having sex with his wife.
It's his wife!
More coming back. 800-259-9231. What do you think? Was this appropriate? It's Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and, most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with our two newest members. You can go and take a look at Samantha and Marielle. They're right there at freetalklive.com. Dozens of ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors have sent us their picture for the Shrine. Not just any old picture, but one that is validated. And that means that in the picture, the lady in question is proving that she listens to Free Talk Live. You can see what I mean if you go to the Shrine at freetalklive.com. So, still kind of discussing the Koso case out of Nebraska. 23-year-old man knocks up his 14-year-old girlfriend, and they got married afterwards.
Legally married.
Yeah. The parents of the girl said, "Okay, you can marry our daughter." And the girl said, "All right, I'll marry you." They signed off on it. Kansas gave them the wedding license. Kansas was okay with it. Kansas could have turned him down, I suppose. But no, Kansas said, "This is all right. Here, we give you the marriage license." And then they took it back to Nebraska, thought everything was going to be all right. I don't even know how the state got wind of it.
Nor do I.
I'm not sure what... somebody must have said something.
Yeah, some interested individual probably said, "Oh, this is weird.
This is ungodly."
Yeah.
And they're probably right.
Well, so wait a minute, ungodly. I mean, back in the old days, you didn't live till 30. I mean, you didn't even live to 35.
You're right.
Which, back in God's time, Jesus' days, if you believe in all that stuff, 35 was an old man.
You're right.
Okay. So girls were getting
knocked up. I don't know if I consider old man, but a lot of people didn't make it.
Yeah.
Mary, mother of Jesus, was purported to be in her young teens when she gave birth, wasn't she?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Does that make God a pedophile?
I mean, no, you're not a pedophile.
I'm wrong word. You're not a pedophile.
Pedophile.
Yeah, it's teenophile or whatever you want to call it.
Pedophile.
So, in this case, the state went after the dude, and now he's looking at up to 30 months in prison. Now, what's she going to do this whole time? I mean, she's got a baby to take care of.
Yeah.
She's 14 years old.
She's 14 with a baby to take care of.
Cancel that. She might be 15 now.
No.
I think.
You know, last year she was 14.
She's a teenager with a baby to take care of. So, you know, at the very least, she needs her 20-something-year-old husband there at the house. We're earning money at the
construction yard.
Yeah.
Convenience store.
Yeah, he wore a NASCAR tie into the courtroom, so probably construction yard. It would be nice to have him out of jail to where he could actually earn some income to help support this kid, because if this gets bad, her grandmother was there. I mean, the kid's grandmother was in the courtroom, and she had a mullet, by the way, and the kid's grandmother was in the courtroom, and so obviously there's still some grandparents' involvement. They probably will be able to help out, but nonetheless, it's an undue burden on them. You know, that's not their responsibility. It's not your responsibility. As a grandparent, it's not your responsibility to take care of your grandchildren. Now, you probably will because you love them and all that stuff, but you shouldn't have to. It should be in the hands of the parents.
Sure.
Now, if the parents can't hack it, if they can't cut it, they're likely going to look for some help. And, of course, in today's day and age with this nanny government that we have,
it's a government.
That means they're going to go to welfare.
Yeah.
So we've got two problems on our hands. We've got we're going to have to pay, and when I say we, I mean the people of Nebraska. We're not in Nebraska, but the taxpayers in Nebraska.
Oh, yeah. Wait, there is national welfare that supplies state welfare.
But I was going to say for the jails. I mean, we don't pay for the jails in Nebraska.
No.
Probably not, at least.
Well, you know what? There's federal funds that go to every jail,
True. Depending
on the amount of people that are in it.
Okay.
So, yes,
okay.
In fact, we do.
So we're going to pay to keep this guy in jail for over a year, at least a year. Now, 18 to 30 months, that could be 2 years.
Yeah.
And so at $50,000 a year, that's over $100,000 that we're going to be paying to keep this guy in jail that did something totally consensual.
Yeah. And not only that, but we're also going to be paying for whatever government aid they apply for.
Presuming they do.
Say the kid gets sick.
Yep.
Time for Medicaid.
Yep. Whereas if he was just allowed to stay out and work, we probably wouldn't have to pay a dime of it.
You know,
we wouldn't have had to pay for the trial. That's something else we had to pay for.
And I would think that a lot of people would agree that kids that grow up in fatherless homes or homes where the father is not present in the first X amount of years of the child's life probably have more social problems, including going to jail and, you know, whatever other things that society is going to have to pay for. Because
that's the word on the street.
You know, then that's just the way. I'm not saying it's true. Just saying that's the way it is.
You're darn right. In fact, Crystal Coso, now 15, urged the judge to be lenient, saying she loved her husband and she wanted her daughter to have a chance to know him. I mean, obviously, she'll know him after he gets out of jail. But
she'll know him while he's in jail, too.
But
sure,
listen to what
him.
She said. If you send my husband to jail, maybe you'll see my daughter here in 15 years.
Wow.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's pretty, that's pretty impressive for a young person to
well, her mom probably told her to
draw
say
that connection.
Yep.
Well, you know, she's probably right. I mean, that's what you were pointing out. If you don't have a real family, you're more likely to have kind of destructive behavior like this. So there you go. The Coso case turning out poorly for Freedom. 800-259-9231. And look, if you disagree with what the guy did, let him know. You know, ostracize him. Tell him that you thought, Mr. Coso, I think you did a very bad thing. You're not allowed to shop at my general store anymore. You know, you could, the community, if they thought this was a problem, they could make these people's lives a living hell if they wanted to. But they probably wouldn't, because they'd understand that the kid needs to be supported. They'd understand that these guys made some mistakes. Let's forgive them and move on. At least they're still together. So, not good news. All right, so 800-259-9231. Man, what you've got an email that you wanted to get to.
It's a fun one.
It's about, and I've got one as well. It's about our conversation from the last 5 minutes of the show last night.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the results, the voting results in Costa Rica for the Libertarian Party down there, and how they were a little lackluster, considering they spent 10 times the amount of money that they spent the time before that, and got less results in the case of their national elections. We'll talk more about it, because I guess there's some critique here. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Still inside hour number one of the program. We've got two more to go, and coming up tonight, the Free Staters that were arrested. We are going to give you the story there. Plus, if you want to work in the United States, well, coming soon, you might have to have permission from the government. We'll give you the update on that. 800-259-9231. We go to the phones, though, to Bill in Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty well,
Bill. What's on your mind?
You know, I'm thinking about, you know, the marriage between the 24-year-old and the 14-year-old. And, you know, they were legitimately married in another state, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So here's my big question, and I have to preface it from a quote from the United States Constitution,
okay,
which has always puzzled me. Article 4, Section 1, full faith and credit shall be given in each state to the public act, records, and judicial proceedings of every other state.
That's
and the
right.
Congress may by general laws prescribe the manner in which such acts, records, and proceedings shall be proved and the effect thereof.
Can you translate that?
I can. And Section 2, the citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states.
Hmm.
I mean, I've kind of always interpreted that as whatever is good in your state should be good in every other state, as long as you're not, you know, initiating force or fraud against somebody else.
That's the way I've interpreted
it. That's the way it sounds to me, but I think the states disagree. I mean, there are some states where you can carry weapons if you have a concealed permit from another state.
Yeah, but that's
not all of them.
Government fraud. I mean, you know, governments lie to us all the time and tell us that we need to do things that we don't have to do.
Right.
Well, so I've always wanted to, you know, bring something like this to court and see what they would say, because I've never been able to make heads or tails of it.
Right. I don't think that in this case this guy's going to be appealing. He's probably just going to go serve out his sentence, and that'll be that.
Then maybe
they'll bring him up on more charges when he gets out, because she's only going to be 16 or 17 when he gets out. He'll probably have sex with her again.
Well, I mean, you know, it kind of really worries me because, you know, first we had this guy who got this $25 ticket for the seatbelts, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, if they can tell you to do that, they can tell you to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you can't drink until you're 21 in a lot of states. So, I mean, you know, what are they going to do with marriage? You know, they're talking about gay marriage, and, you know, they can certainly regulate the age of marriage. Are you not going to be able to get married until you're 21?
I don't know, man.
I mean, you know, they're going to be able to tell you what to do with your entire life. Where does it end?
It
doesn't.
It seems to be whatever the Christian church feels is right is the direction in which marriage law goes. Because as far as I'm concerned, marriage is just two people getting together because it kind of makes financial sense.
I got to say, a lot of Christians would say that this is just nuts. This guy.
Oh, sure.
Most of them would. I mean,
but the ones in charge.
I don't know if I would even go Christian. This is sort of like the when I like using the moral majority, because there's certainly some pious people that aren't very good Christians out there, and I like using that particular term.
Well, hey, man, I mean, what about polygamy? There's plenty of that in the Bible, and that's illegal.
What do the Christians
have to say about that?
They're probably confused.
Most of the time when I bring that up, they shut up.
Well, they, you know,
they have no defense for that kind of thing.
Well, a lot of them will pick and choose what they like in the Bible. I mean, Paul says in one of the books that it's, you know, it's shameful for women to go out without their, or be in church without their heads covered, and, you know, all kinds of Christians women go to church.
The Bible's a moral buffet.
It's convenient.
This guy's trying to do the responsible thing, and they're preventing him from doing it, from taking care of his wife and his child.
Well, it's because the state knows best, right, Bill?
Oh, no, they don't.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, man. And he's right. They can just keep going. They just keep on going and just keep on passing laws to control your life. Hour number two's on the way. 800-259-9231. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.